Hello, and welcome back to Counseling Tips for Pastors and Ministry Leaders. We have taken a few weeks off to celebrate Easter and take a little time at spring break because in the world of counseling, in the world of ministry, my friend, we all need to take breaks from time to time. We need some self-care. We need healthy boundaries. But that's not what we're talking about today. We are here back on the podcast to talk about the very little and yet wildly impactful part of ministry called listening. We know that it is in Scripture from the book of James that we should be quick to listen and slow to speak. And yet, in the busyness of life, in the sinfulness of our own hearts, in the chaos that can happen in relationships, in conversations, it can be so much easier to focus on what we are saying rather than what we are hearing. And so we are actually going to tackle this topic of listening in two conversations. So this is a bit of a two-parter. This week, we will talk about the three key components of listening well. And next week, we'll take a look at that more popular buzzword, I suppose you could call it, of active listening. But that side of listening, which is wildly important in ministry, in pastoring, which comes down to, I might be listening, but does the other person feel heard? Do they feel like the conversation mattered? Do they feel experientially, emotionally, relationally, like you were listening? So today we're tackling, are you listening? Are you listening well? How do we do that? What are some of the components of that? Especially when we're stressed or distracted or busy. And then next week, we'll tackle the other side of the coin, considering how can we respond in ways and have conversations in ways that do show the other person that we are listening, where they can feel that sense of being heard, which is so important. So I'm very glad you're here for this conversation today about what it really means to be a good listener. And again, this is the Counseling Tips for Pastors and Ministry Leaders podcast, which is hosted by iHope Christian Care and Counseling, a nonprofit Christian counseling center in Florence, South Carolina. And I'm the director at iHope. I'm a licensed counselor and family therapist and supervisor. Lots of hats there. But my name is Jess, and I'm excited to have this conversation and to offer equipping through this podcast to equip you in some of the counseling related needs of ministry, and also to encourage you in the hard work that you are doing. And so as we jump into this conversation, I'll acknowledge on the front end that as a podcast, as a blog, we'll type this out on the website as well, I can't listen to you. I can't hear your thoughts, your reactions. This is not a venue that allows for a back and forth conversation. But just head over to ihopeflorence.com and you'll find easy access there to send an email and reach out if you do have any follow-up thoughts, but also if you have particular topics that you would like for us to cover, or if you're interested in counseling here in South Carolina, or you want to make a donation here in South Carolina to support this ministry. Those are the digital virtual ways for listening right now. And of course, you can also leave a review right there on your podcast player of choice. There are options there, but it's worth acknowledging that while we start our conversation today about listening. Now, if you have listened to this podcast for any length of time, you might remember that several months ago at this point, we had a conversation around communication, particularly around speaking, the speaking side of communication, and how our words matter, but also our tone of voice, our nonverbals and the body language. That is all a part of communication. And the same is true when we think about how can we be good listeners? How can we be quick to listen and slow to speak? And so I want to focus in on three key components of what listening looks like. This is true in the counseling room for myself and my colleagues here at iHope, and this is absolutely true for you as a pastor, as a friend, as a spouse, as a youth group leader, or a Bible study facilitator, whatever your role is, as you are caring for and ministering to others, it will absolutely include listening, which means, number one, you need to hear and understand the actual words that the other person is saying. And that might sound really easy, but we live in a world, in a culture that is shifting the meaning of commonly used Christian terms, words like tolerance, justice, love, acceptance, even things like compassion. Certainly when we think about overtly Christian words like sin, sanctification, these are words that we might have a very clear understanding from the Bible of what they mean, but the people we're talking to, if they are at all influenced by the culture around them, by social media or in the news or any other sources like that, they might be using the same words, but meaning something different. And if you want to be a good listener and actually help that person, connect with that person, you need to understand what words they're saying and what they mean by those words. Now, that doesn't mean you have to just accept their definition as if it is completely accurate and correct, but it might mean that you need to follow up, you need to ask some questions. You can't just move forward assuming that when you're talking about love, you mean the same thing. That is a first and very important part of listening well. What words are they saying and what do they mean by those words? Do you understand that? The second piece there around being a good listener goes deeper than the words themselves. And you might think of this as a very classical part of counseling, talk therapy, because it is. But if it stays in the counseling room and it's not a part of your family dynamics, your personal relationships, your work conversations, your ministry conversations, then you're missing a huge part of those relationships. And that second piece of listening well is not only understanding the words, but understanding the meaning behind them. The conversation you're having with someone, whatever that other person has said, their point of view or their thought, their opinion, their concern, why does that matter to them? You might disagree with it or agree with it. You might have your own thoughts and opinions about how important that topic is or how unimportant it is. But if you're listening, it's not about you. It's not about what do you think about this. It's not in that exact moment necessarily about even is this true? Does it line up with scripture? You're trying to understand, why does this matter to you? Why is this something you think worth bringing up in this conversation? There might be times to ask that question, but it can be tough to ask that question without putting the other person on the defensive, because we're not trying to interrogate them. We're not asking them in the frame of, well, why do you think that? Why on earth would you worry about that? We're trying to just understand, what are you saying? And why are you saying it? What is the goal they might have in this conversation, the meaning behind it, the values that are being shown and represented, where, again, you might need to have some follow-up There might need to be some challenging. There might need to be more conversation, pointing them back to scripture, clarifying some things. But when we think about as a pastor, as a ministry leader, how do I listen well to the people I'm talking to? That's the second layer of listening. And then the third layer, moves from what words are they saying and do I understand them? Why are they saying it? What's the meaning behind it for them? Again, might be different than the meaning you would assign to it, but you're trying to understand them when you're listening. And then that third layer is a response. And yes, that will probably include the words that you say in response, because it's not much of a conversation if you are a flat wall and you're just saying, and you never move beyond that. There probably are some verbal responses in the conversation. But the bigger point where a lot of us take things for granted and we don't actually respond well is that we need to consider, as we're listening to someone, is there a new action step or some sort of follow-up that needs to happen for me to actually listen? Because hearing the words they say and then not doing anything about it, well, we have to ask ourselves, was I really listening? And if you were, then you're making a choice. I don't care about this person, or I don't prioritize this, or I don't, there could be all sorts of reasons why we don't take action. But if someone is asking us to do something, or there is a natural next step, part of listening well is responding appropriately. And again, just like you will not necessarily agree with their definition of the words they're using, or you may not have the same value and urgency and priority and meaning on the perspective that they're sharing, you might not agree with the response they're asking for. My husband is a pastor, and he definitely runs into many situations where people will ask him to do things that he does not do because, you know, he sees the full picture of why are we maybe running this program the way that we are, but he is still going to respond, both conversationally with that verbal response, maybe following up with an email or a text. And if there is an area where a change is appropriate or a follow-up conversation might be helpful, those are the types of responses we want to have. This is kind of the classic, you hear it from teenagers a lot, it's in one ear and out the other. We do not want that to be the description of how we listen to the people we are ministering to. And that will take us into our conversation next week around that active listening, not just am I listening, but how do I let the other person know that I'm listening? How do I help them feel like they've been heard and valued and understood? Because that is a huge part of the relationship side of ministry. But it starts with these three listening steps that we talked through today. So again, those were really trying to understand what words are they saying and how are they defining it? Do I really understand it? What's the meaning behind it for that person? And then taking any appropriate response or action steps to actually live out the listening that you just did. So again, if you would like to learn more about iHope and our counseling services here in South Carolina, or to make a donation to support this nonprofit, you can learn more about us at ihopeflorence.com. And I do hope that you will subscribe to the show, leave a rating and review, copy the link for this episode and send it to a friend, send it to a colleague where it might be helpful, maybe with a caveat telling them, it's not that I think you're a bad listener, but just to share with them a resource that you have found, because ministry work can be exhausting and it's easy to get distracted and think that we're listening, when in reality, we're distracted or we're planning our response or we're thinking about five other things and the person in front of us is not actually the top priority. So some food for thought there for you, but we will be back next week with another episode of Counseling Tips for Pastors and Ministry Leaders. So until then, I hope you have a blessed week.